There's a vibratory action to your thoughts, your feelings, and your body. I'm asking you to increase those frequencies so they're high enough to allow you to connect to the power of intention. This may sound like an oversimplification, but I hope you'll try raising your energy level as a way to remove the obstacles that prevent you from experiencing the perfection that you're a part of. You cannot remedy anything by condemning it. Again, you cannot remedy anything by condemning it. Underline that in your consciousness. You only add to the destructive energy that's already permeating the atmosphere of your life. When you react to the lower energies you encounter with your own low energies, you're actually setting up a situation that attracts more of the lower energy. For example, if someone behaves in a hateful manner toward you, and you respond by hating them for hating you, you've participated in a lower energy field and impacting all who enter that field. If you're angry at those around you for being angry people, you're attempting to remedy the situation through condemnation. If you're experiencing scarcity or anguish or depression or an absence of love or any inability to attract what you desire, seriously look at how you've been attracting those circumstances into your life. Low energy is an attractor pattern. It shows up because you've sent for it, even if on a subconscious level. It's still yours, and you own it. However, if you practice deliberately raising your energy level by being cognizant of your immediate environment, you'll move more rapidly toward intention and remove all of those self-imposed roadblocks. The obstacles are in the low energy spectrum. What follows is a mini program for raising your energy vibrations. Here's a short list of suggestions for moving your energy field to a higher and a faster vibration. This will help you to accomplish the twofold objective of removing the barriers and simultaneously allowing the power of intention to work with and through you. Become conscious of your thoughts. Every thought you have impacts you. By shifting in the middle of a weakening thought to one that strengthens, you raise your energy vibration and strengthen yourself and the immediate energy field. Make meditation a regular practice in your life. Even if it's only for a few moments each day while sitting at a stoplight, this practice is vital. Take some time to be silent and repeat the sound of God as an inner mantra. Meditation allows you to make conscious contact with your source and regain the power of intention by assisting you in cultivating a receptivity that matches up with the force of creation. Also, become conscious of the food you eat. There are foods that calibrate low, and there are high-energy foods as well. Foods with toxic chemicals sprayed on them will make you weak, even if you have no idea that the toxins are present. Artificial foods such as sweeteners are low-energy products. In general, foods high in alkalinity such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, soy, non-yeast breads, and virgin olive oil calibrate at the high end and will strengthen you on muscle testing, while highly acidic foods such as flour-based cereals, meats, dairy, and sugars calibrate at the lower energies, which will weaken you. Also, retreat from low-energy substances. Alcohol and virtually all artificial drugs, legal and otherwise, lower your body's energy level as well as weaken you. Furthermore, they put you in a position to continue to attract more disempowering energy into your life. Become conscious of the energy level of the music you listen to. Harsh, pounding musical vibrations with repetitive, loud sounds lower your energy level and weaken you and your ability to make conscious contact with intention. Similarly, the lyrics of hate, pain, anguish, fear, and violence are low energy, sending weakening messages to your subconscious and infiltrating your life with similar attractor energies. If you want to attract peace and love, then listen to the higher musical vibrations and lyrics that reflect these desires. Furthermore, become aware of the energy levels of your own home environment. Prayers, paintings, crystals, statues, spiritual passages, books, magazines, the colors on your walls, and even the arrangement of your furniture all create energy into which you've catapulted for at least half of your waking life. The ancient Chinese art of feng shui has been with us for thousands of years and is a gift from our ancestors, which describes ways to increase the energy field of our home and workplace. Become aware of how being in high-energy surroundings impacts us in ways that strengthen our lives and removes barriers to our connection to intention. Also, begin to reduce your exposure to the very low energy of commercial and cable television. The majority of television shows provide a steady stream of low energy most of the time. This is one of the reasons I've elected to devote a significant portion of my own time and efforts in support of non-commercial public television and to help replace messages of negativity, hopelessness, violence, profanity, and disrespect with the higher principles that match up with the principle of intention.